Vamos dançar até amanhecer. Muito obrigada.
世界を変えることなどありえない。あるはずがない。
聞こえるでしょう、聞こえるでしょう、聞こえるでしょう。
I picked out the Pizzicato 5 and then got to do the show and realized I wasn't in the mood for Pizzicato 5. I wasn't in the mood for Shibuya K. Hence, I picked a very un-P5 sounding song from the fifth release on Matador, that is Pizzicato 5 with Loudland. And I'm Jamie, this is Octopus Army. I apologize if I sound kind of funny again. The throat thing, it's been weeks happening now. I've had this problem with my throat and I sound like a different frog on every show. But, and I didn't mean that as some kind of weird episode. epithet. I meant that as in the animal, the frog. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, having some trouble, so bear with me. I might try to keep the talking to a minimum. I am nowhere near here right now. I am in Victoriaville, Quebec, or at least very close to it if we left on time, and driving to go see The Boredoms. When I left Hamilton, The Boredoms album was actually number one here at CFMU, which is pretty crazy. And we will check out what the fuss is about later on near the end of the show, because it's a good 20-minute track we're going to play, so we will let that happen. Played it on the show when the album first came out in Japan. I think that was back in September or October, but now it's being released domestically by Vice Records, so we will check that out later. In the meantime, as I said, this is Octopus Army. Thanks for tuning in. 5 o'clock every Monday, and in various spots throughout the week after that. We got some things to hear, some new stuff to check out before we actually get to The Boredoms. We got some new Otomo Yoshihide and some other things as well. So let's check out those other things. I apologize for the brief, tiny, little, teeny-weeny bit of bad language in here, but it's entertaining, actually. This is Nicotine covering The Clash, Police on My Back on Octopus Army.
Oh, shit. Yes, I'm running
down the railway track.
Could you help me?
Bullets on my back.
They will catch me
if I do not pay.
Won't you give me?
Bullets on my back.
I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What have I done? What have I done? What have I done?
Done.
Anta Tobashisugi. That is from a band called the Garlic Boys, their album Poem. And I noticed earlier in the show, the first time I spoke, there was a lot of yes, the old popping of the microphone. I apologize for that, too. Trying to find the right distance and still be able to be audible with this shredded larynx of mine. Anyway, from the album Poem, like I said, the Garlic Boys and the Tobashisugi. We also heard the Poly Six in there from Noi. That was Blackout Fallout. And we started off that set with the Nicotine from the album simply called The Clash Tribute and Police on My Back. There's a new Black Sabbath tribute out, and it's a really strange collection of bands. It's like Matmos and Fortet covering Sabbath songs, but one of the songs on there is a song we'll check out hopefully next week, The Ruins, doing one of their patented medleys, except their medley here is called Reversible Sabbath, and if I heard it right, it plays all these riffs you know, and then goes backwards and plays them backwards. Plays the actual riffs backwards, the notes are backwards. That's what it sounded like, and I have to listen to it again to catch and see. That would make sense with the title anyway. So hopefully we'll get to check that out next week. Should be some fun stuff. In terms of this week, there's other stuff to check out, including the website, by the way, if you want to find out a little bit more about some of the stuff we're playing. We may have some reviews up there. There's definitely a playlist if you want to double-check the spelling of an artist. And you can get in touch with me through the website as well, octopusarmy.com, jamie@octopusarmy.com. Those are the two bits of information you may or may not want. Anyway, we're going to keep going with music. Otomo Yoshihide, of course, the jazz guy, turntable guy, noise guy. He's all over the place. Does a lot of work with Canada's own Martin Tetro. I think it would be pronounced. I'm not 100% sure. Anyhow, the two of them work together a lot, and this is a collection of what seems to be a bunch of live collaborations now put onto a disc called Talk. I believe that's T-O-K, and it's part two of a three-part series, if I'm not mistaken. Recorded in 2003, I think the 27th of April, actually, according to this, if I'm reading it right. So let's check this out, going into some more experimental noisy clicks, pops, and buzzes for you here. Hope you dig it. This is Otomo Yoshihide with Martin Tetro on Octopus Army.
Hello, this is not Otomo Yoshihide, but it would have been if I had used the microphone properly. Either way, you're listening to Octopus Army. from what has been called one of the most important albums of the 1990s, the album Super R from The Boredoms. That was the first track, the lead-off track off that record. Sort of going from the weird, crazily random, screamy noise band that they were. I know that's not a very erudite kind of way to describe them, but anyway, from the very, very chaotic band they were to this crazy, very controlled, almost krautrock-like band that they have become, and we're going to check out some of their newest stuff in just a few minutes, but that is from the album Super R, or, you know, Super AE, but capital letters smushed together and italicized. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Before that, we had Otomo Yoshihide with Martin Tretro, and that is from the album Talk, T-O-K, not T-A-L-K. And we've got some music to leave you with, so I am going to leave you. Again, as I said, I am currently not here. I am enjoying The Boredoms show and a bunch of people in the band. I know that original members Yoshimi and Ayamataka, who used to be Ayamatsuka and changed his name. I have no idea why. He also changed the name of The Boredoms to Voordoms, V-O-O-R-D-O-M-S. Actually, not even O's. It's a sideways infinity sign. But, of course, since Japanese people say V's as B's, they would say, like, Bankuba, then it would still kind of be Boredoms, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so who knows what's going on, because everybody else in the band that I can tell, of course, Seiichi Yamamoto left the band a while ago, seems like they're all new people, and I don't know what the setup is going to be, but I'm going to find out in a couple of hours, because that's when I'll be there, and I'll give you a full report on the only Canadian show, one of only five North American shows from The Boredoms. In the meantime, out on Vice Records, thanks to those expatriate Canadians down in New York City for putting this out. This came out originally in the fall in Japan. Warner Music, I believe, Warner Japan put it out. This is Seadrum, House of Sun, and we're going to check out track one, Seadrum, a good lengthy track. It's going to take us to the end of the hour. So thanks for tuning in. Enjoy this Boredoms. It is sincerely very cool. And until next week, thanks for listening.
Hello, good evening, and welcome back to Niche Album Nights on 93.3 CFMU. I'm Darcy, your host, here to introduce to you some albums that you might not have heard of before, but you are definitely hearing now. And hello again. I hope you all are doing all right, as the snow remains up to my knees, and there are still loads of blocked sidewalks in and around Hamilton. I mean, it's better than last week, but you're still in for a bit of a mucky walk if you're walking anywhere. Although, not all of you would have been in Hamilton past this past... Fuck.